As the veil between worlds thins and shadows stretch long, a bone-chilling cry echoes through the darkness. A warning, they say. A whisper from the beyond. The Banshee, a spectral figure cloaked in sorrow, her wail heralding death's cold embrace. Tonight, or Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast, Urban Legends Edition, we venture into the mist, uncovering the truth behind the ancient Irish legend. I am your host, Mr. Villain, and together we'll explore the eerie lore of the Banshee. Beware, for her mournful scream may be closer than you think, and once heard, there is no escape.
For the fallen, for those who die, a ghostly whisper, a chilling sigh. Beware the Banshee, her scream foretells the coming of death and funeral bells. In the dead of night, her song will rise. She sees the fading, tearful eyes. A shadowed figure by the moon's pale light, she haunts the hills, cloaked in white. Her voice a warning of doom to come, when the Banshee wails, the end has begun. Beware the Banshee, her scream foretells the coming of death and funeral bells. In the dead of night, her song will rise. She sees the fading, tearful eyes. Beware the Banshee, her scream foretells the coming of death and funeral bells. In the dead of night, her song will rise. She sees the fading, tearful eyes. She mourns for the living, she weeps for the dead, a harbinger of sorrow. Her eyes run red from ancient times. Her cry was heard, her warning of death in a single word. Beware the Banshee, her scream foretells the coming of death and funeral bells. In the dead of night, her song will rise. She sees the fading, tearful eyes. She walks the hills with silent grace. Her wail is your final embrace.
The Banshee is more than just a myth. It's an embodiment of the inevitable. In Irish folklore, she is known as the harbinger of death, a spectral woman whose terrifying wail signals that someone's time has come. The Banshee is often depicted as a pale woman with long hair, dressed in a white or gray cloak. And her cry, well, her cry is unmistakable, piercing sorrow and haunting. Comparable death omens like Scotland's Being Me share similarities, but the Banshee's connection to specific families in Ireland makes her role even more intimate and personal. Unlike other death omens, the Banshee isn't a random apparition. Her cry is tied to the fate of particular Irish families, often the noble O'Neills, O'Briens, O'Connors, and others of ancient lineage. The legend of the Banshee has roots in ancient Celtic mythology dating back to pre-Christian Ireland. Originally, she was believed to be a fae creature, a fairy tied to the spirit world, but over time, she became associated with more directly with death. In some versions of the myth, the Banshee is a mourner, appearing at the time of someone's death to wail in lamentation, while in others, she is a more ominous figure, forewarning the living of an impending death. The eerie wail, often described as a blend between a woman's scream and the howling of the wind, is said to be heard just before a death in the family, especially among those of Irish descent. The Banshee's presence is believed to have originally started as a way to explain the sudden death of loved ones, particularly in times of sickness, war, or famine. The legend has evolved, but remains firmly embedded in Irish culture, with her appearance varying between different regions. In some areas, the Banshee is described as an elderly woman with hollow eyes and flowing gray hair. In others, she is a young maiden with an eternal, ethereal beauty. Many real-life accounts claim that the Banshee's wail was heard right before a tragedy struck. These stories often come from rural Irish families, passed down through generations. One such story involves the death of a member of the O'Brien family, where multiple witnesses reported hearing a terrible, bone-chilling scream. The night before the man passed away unexpectedly, another well-known tale recounts the 1800s death of a prominent O'Neill, whose household reported hearing the unmistakable wail of the Banshee hours before they found him lifeless. In addition to real-life encounters, the Banshee has been a muse for literature and pop culture. From classic Irish poetry and folklore collections to modern depictions in movies, TV shows, and video games, the Banshee continues to fascinate. She has appeared in films like Darby O'Gill and The Little People, and inspired characters in television series such as Teen Wolf. The Banshee's myth may seem terrifying, but can there be a rational explanation for this phenomenon? Some argue that the Banshee is a reflection of psychological stress, an auditory hallucination triggered by grief or anticipation of loss. The brain, in a heightened emotional state, might misinterpret natural sounds like the wind or the cry of an animal in distress as something supernatural. Another explanation could be the cultural tendency to personify death itself, turning an abstract, terrifying concept into a figure we can understand and fear in a different way. However, the persistence of the Banshee myth, especially among those who swear they've heard the wail before a death, adds a layer of mystery that science can't easily dispel. Let's approach the Banshee from a different angle. Could her cry simply be a shared psychological experience? Auditory hallucinations are more common than we think, especially in moments of extreme stress. The Banshee's wail might be a product of collective cultural fear, a manifestation of people's deepest anxieties about death and loss. There are also theories that suggest environmental factors, such as certain frequencies in nature that humans can interpret as eerie sounds. What if the legend is a way of coping with the unexplicable, a rationalization of sudden or unexpected death? Despite advances in science and technology, the legend of the Banshee endures in Mirren and modern Ireland and beyond. In rural parts of the country, many still believe in the Banshee's presence, and stories of her wail continue to be shared around firesides. Even outside of Ireland, the myth has traveled across oceans, particularly with the Irish immigrants who brought their folklore to places in the United States, Canada, and Australia. The fear of death and the idea that it can be foreshadowed by a supernatural entity continues to captivate human imagination. There's something deeply primal about the concept of an unseen force that connects the living to the dead, and the Banshee represents that fragile line between life and death. We reflect on the Banshee's significance. She isn't just a ghostly figure meant to scare. Her wail is a reminder of life's fragility, of fate's inevitable call, and the human need to find meaning in death. Mr. Villain, who am I? I would tell you this. The Banshee may be a myth, but she speaks to a truth we all face. Death is the one certainty in life, and perhaps it's the fear of that call that keeps her legend alive. So the next time you hear a strange cry in the night, don't just assume it's the wind. It could be something much darker, much closer. Until next time, listeners, stay vigilant, and remember, some legends don't fade, they haunt.
When life storms rage, the skies grow dim, we gather the shards, piece by piece within. Through tears and trials, we find our might. Let me take you higher toward the light. Let me take you higher beyond the pain. Where broken dreams mend and hope remains. We'll rise from ashes like a phoenix bold. In the symphony of resilience, our stories unfold. When life storms rage and skies grow dim, we gather the shards piece by piece within. Through tears and trials we find our might. Let me take you higher toward the light. Let me take you higher beyond the pain. We're a symphony of resilience, our stories unfold.
And that's a wrap on this episode of Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast. Big thanks to our special guests and a huge shout out to our incredible sponsors. You guys are literally the wind beneath our podcast wings. Remember, this show was dreamed up and brought to life by yours truly, Mr. Villain. And it's all made possible by BC Entertainment LLC, a proud subsidiary of Big Chetta Music LLC. All rights are reserved by BC Entertainment, so don't even think about touching that dial without permission. Until next time, keep your minds elevated and your vibes higher. This is Mr. Villain signing off. Stay tuned, stay sharp, and stay forever gifted and lifted.